are the best friends anybody ever had.
Well, the jerks start cold. They're running out of you.
Bring it in.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Hug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Welcome to Friday. 10 o'clock Friday. Every week we give you an opportunity to basically get it off your chest. Bugs and Hugs is 1 hour for you on the text line or the phone line. Same number, 1-877-332-8255. Lots of texts coming in. I noticed one here from our friend Ross in Viscount. Hug to the Riders. Bug usually for the Liberals, but I'm actually going to leave that for someone else today. I'm bugged by your previous guest. So we just had on, as you will remember, Beverly McLaughlin, who is the 17th Chief Justice of Canada's Supreme Court. Ross says, I'm bugged because she was giving a great interview until she said that the American judges are politicized, but not here in Canada. I know, Ross, there's a number of people on the text line that are weighing in on that conversation. So thanks for that. And thanks for getting us going here this morning. The phone lines lit up right away. I knew that would happen. It's a busy day. There's lots going on. I'm going to start in Saskatoon. Ari, caller number one, what's on your mind, Ari?
Evan, this whole debacle around the fundamental emergency women's warm-up shelter, okay? It's not an enhanced shelter. It's a basic get-in-out-of-the-cold shelter.
Right.
And the debacle that has gone around with this. So they had a meeting on Wednesday. It was supposed to be, they figured it would take an hour. It took like two and some to say, well, you know, all our partners bailed on us. We can't do it. We have a property on Avenue C that we're going to buy. We agreed to that last week. But it's going to cost us $1 million to buy and renovate it. It needs a new furnace. It's got a whole bunch of things. But we think we can get that done in 4 weeks. Okay, I don't know what mystical pile of tradespeople they've got handy to get that done in 4 weeks, but no project gets done that quickly. The best beginning thing.
So this is the one, Ari, just let me jump in. This is the one where there were some councillors heated over this because they felt like they didn't decide it, but it was brought to them after the project had already been approved.
Well, exactly. And I was just getting to that.
Oh, sorry.
Now they went to the Saskatchewan, the old Saskatchewan bus depot downtown there. And they said, okay, this is going to be our fallback for 4 weeks till that restaurant conversion is done. But they've already started work there, and that's where the councillors started losing their minds.
Right.
Like, you've already spent money that we haven't approved. Like, all of a sudden, it was like in a panic you did this. And here's where the common sense thing kicks in. The old Sask Transportation Building was gutted. It is an empty shell. It has power that needs to be reconnected. It has water that needs to be reconnected. The plan to get it, and it's open today, by the way. That was the thing. They need to roll in a temporary washing trailer, put fire extinguishers in there, some temporary partition walls up to sort of cut down the space. And then it's ready to go.
Right.
And then they go, but we can only use it for 4 weeks. We don't want to make it a long-term thing because we might need that property for the deed. The deed's nowhere near ready to break ground.
Right.
So that property is going to be available for 3 years, 4 years, while they can do some serious due diligence to do that. From a cost point of view, it's $1 million to do that one on Avenue C. And the Salvation Army, who's right next door, says, are you guys nuts? You're putting a men's shelter and a women's shelter side by side.
That was my question. That was my, when I saw that happening and playing out, Ari, I was like, ugh, I don't know how this is going to work out.
And they're putting, like, the one that they're putting in the bus depot is next to the mustard seed, but they already have a community security plan. They just have to extend the bubble. Like, everything is in the right spot, in the right spot there.
Yeah.
They can roll in the fire, they can roll in fire extinguishers just to make it happen. Swing by Canadian Tire, drop $5,000 on some good air mattresses so that they're not on cardboard like they are right now in doorways and bank alcoves. Like, it's all there, and it can sit there. They can use it warming, cooling for 2 years, 3 years while they actually do the due diligence to get a proper long-term 24/7 permanent facility.
Can I just jump in and ask you a quick question? I've got to actually Mayor Block coming up later in midweek next week, so this will be a topic of conversation. I don't know the answer to this, but I know you follow council close. So when I heard Councillor Robert Pierce saying, I think he made the, and I'm not going to call it a quote, but he said something to the effect of, I feel like I have a gun to my head on this. I feel like I'm being forced to vote for something because it's already been started, talking about the work that is being started on the SDC building. But was this a case, Ari, where they had approved the funding without approving a location? So it's like signing a check and saying, okay, here you go, fill it out now when you need to?
My understanding was that they had two other partners lined up, and when the province changed the requirements to go to a 24/7, these two other partners said, no, we can't do that capacity. So administration was put in a scramble mode to try to find something. They went to the bus, the SDC bus facility, and they started making the alterations needed. That was Monday or Tuesday. They presented it to this emergency council meeting on Wednesday. It was Bev Dubois who was the one who said, there's a gun to my head.
I thought it was Pierce.
Bev Dubois said, I'm not going to be the person who tells a homeless woman that she can't get out of the cold. That's why she voted for it. She was entirely against the whole process. And Bev did a great job about trying to put financial limits on what they're going to spend. Mm-hmm. Like, where's this money coming from? Basically, it's going to come off the mill. They've only got 50 grand to do this. It's going to come off the mill rate. Like, we're going to end up paying more for it. I would love it, Evan. I know you have Mayor Block coming on next week. I mean, hopefully, if Councillor Dubois, Councillor Pierce are listening, pick up the phone and call today. Get on and, I mean, represent what you said in council to the greater listening people, because, honestly, it's not being told.
Mm-hmm.
The council just looks like this monolithic thing, and the mayor will come on next week and will tout the importance of having a shelter and how we need to get our homeless people there. We need to give them shelter so they can start the path, which is all correct. But we also, we also need to be fiscally responsible. The shelter's ready now. They can get in and they can warm up, and it'll be good all winter.
Okay, Ari, I'm gonna jump in and move on. Our lines are lit up this morning, but I appreciate you setting us a sail on that topic. I've made some notes here, and we do have Mayor Block next week, and perhaps we'll be able to connect with one of the councillors even today on the show. Let's keep going. 1-877-332-8255. It's Bugs and Hugs. It's your opportunity to give us a call and let us know what is on your mind. I've got Michael on the line from Saskatoon. Mike, thanks for calling into the show. What do you have for me today?
I got a bug and a hug. The first one is, did you notice after the World Series when the Dodgers won? I understand there's a celebrating going on, but what was missing from that whole thing, Evan?
I don't know. What was missing?
A handshake between the two.
Oh, yeah, I did. Actually, it's funny. My wife brought that up. Jody said, don't they shake hands?
Yeah, like, I feel like I know in
hockey,
pretty much every other sport, there's a handshake, but there was nothing.
That's a really interesting and good point. It's funny. I haven't even thought of it until now, but that night after we were watching that, it was exactly what my wife said. Don't they shake hands? But yeah, they don't. Interesting. Okay, but you said you got a hug too, Michael?
Just for the whole Blue Jays and how the whole country just rallied around them. I just turned 37, but I feel like I was about 57 with my heart race in that
game 7. No kidding.
But it was quite the run, and just a couple of bad breaks here and there, and yeah, he easily could have won that.
There's some
World Series.
There's some really good videos floating around. Hey, Michael, you've seen, I'm sure, of the Blue Jays and, you know, set to music and just some of the celebrations they've had and the hits and the highlights. I think we grew more endeared to this team than we have a sports team in a long time as a country.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Well, listen, I appreciate you calling in. That's what Bugs and Hugs is all about. If you've got something bugging you or you'd like to send out a hug, the number's there for you, 1-877-332-8255. I'm going to go to Edwin in Regina next. Edwin, what do you have for me?
Well, I've got a hug and a bug.
Okay.
The hug goes out to anybody who's put some time in uniform to do some service.
Yes.
Put their life on the line. They deserve a hug. My bug is, Evan, sometimes you talk too much. And you guys need to change your formatting. You need to have less guests and more time for people to come on and talk. It's good for people to be able to hear different ideas. And it would be nice if you told us beforehand, like you just talked about the mayor of Saskatoon, but it'd be nice if we knew beforehand when you're having some political people come in so that we could ask questions or have questions that we could ask them, because they're never going to talk to us on open line.
Right.
It'd be nice if we could ask questions beforehand to be asked of them.
Sure. Well, I will tell you, so Edwin, it's great feedback. And I mean, that's so a couple of things in terms of kind of the format of the show. I mean, that's why we try and have most mornings we have open lines from 9 until 10. So we do try and carve out an hour, a minimum hour a day to give you an opportunity to call in. Very seldom. And I mean, I don't even know if there's ever a time where we have a guest book where we don't ask, would you be willing to take calls from listeners? So yesterday, if you think about the AI segment we did, we had lots of people that were calling in or texting in questions for Brian McQuinn, and we got them on the air. Many times, in fact, I'm going to say almost every time, politicians are not interested in taking questions. So they might have the conversation with me, but they're not interested in, unless it's kind of a settle on a segment, interested in taking questions. But we offer it, Edwin, and I do try and keep an eye on that text line as I'm having a conversation with someone. You'll hear me do it from time to time, say, as we're talking, I notice a text just came in asking this question. So we will try and get it. It's great feedback, Edwin. I appreciate you calling in. We're listening to Bugs and Hugs. Let's take a break. We are doing this right until 11 o'clock. And again, the number 1-877-332-8255. Take our break. We'll be right back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Woo! Come on, everybody. Give it up.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Are you crying?
There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball!
Because they're all good kids. Until dried-out, brain-dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
Text line is always busy on Fridays, and today is no exception to that. I saw a text here from Allison in North Battleford. Fairly long text, but essentially her bug is her father is in St. Paul's Hospital, awaiting a transfer back to his home hospital in North Battleford. He's been waiting 10 days. And when she talks to the staff in Saskatoon at St. Paul's, they say, we don't anticipate moving him back anytime soon. They said it's almost impossible to repatriate patients to North Battleford. So, you know, the problem here, clearly, and Allison states, it's very, very tough and frustrating and heartbreaking to get no assistance, to watch your elderly father decline as he's so far away from family and friends. And Allison goes on to say, the health minister is from North Battleford. She would like to see more advocacy to getting more beds in that home hospital. And this is a bug that I'm guessing a lot of people in the province can relate to. We talk about some of the squeezed health challenges we have in the province. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, let's get back to the phone line. Bonnie's been waiting for a while from Wadena. Bonnie, a hug today for who?
Hi, I have a hug for Pierre Poilievre and the Conservative MPs. Mine is Kathy Wagg. Just for the great work they do in Parliament and remaining true to their base, not deserting us and deceiving us like we saw with that MP, Chris...
Don Tremont, yeah.
Don Tremont, who crossed the floor from the Conservatives to the Liberal Party this week.
Were you surprised to see the MP, Matt Genereux, saying he's resigning too?
Yes. Very, very terrible timing. It's just an example of the attack that's going on to keep Pierre out of office. And I'm hoping for a Christmas election.
that's a Christmas gift for you, would it be, Bonnie, a Christmas election? You know, the announcement that was made yesterday, Conservative MP Matt Genereux is an Alberta Conservative MP, saying he's resigning as an MP, not until spring. It sounds like there was lots of rumors that he, too, was going to cross the floor Wednesday of this week. Despite the rumors being circulated, MP Genereux is not crossing the floor and is remaining as a member of the Conservative caucus. So that was the statement on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, he announces he's resigning. So you wonder, you know, was there some truth to that? And I think this all begs the question, will there be more? Is this indicative of problems? We know the Conservative Party have their leadership review for Pierre Poilievre happening in January. That, by the way, has to happen. It's automatically triggered when a leader of a party, a leader of the Conservative Party, loses in an election. We know that happened. Obviously, Pierre Poilievre won the by-election in Alberta, but that did trigger a leadership review. So There will be lots of more conversation about this as things move along. But yeah, two members. One of them defected, if you will, and I expressed my opinions about that the other day. I don't like it. I think it looks terrible. If you're making the decision, you're no longer going to represent the party that you were elected to represent, and you're going to sit as an independent. That's one thing. But crossing the floor and changing parties without giving the people that voted you in power the chance to have a say on it, it does not sit well with me. So in that regard, I give Matt Genereux credit for saying, if he indeed isn't happy with something about his party, for just saying, you know what, I'm gonna step away. 1-877-332-8255. Lots more calls on the line. Let's go to Larry in Saskatoon. Larry, a hug for what?
Well, I do have a hug, but I'd like to preface with the following confession. I self-identify as an ostrich. Stop the genocide of my people.
Okay. That's your self-declaration. What's your hug?
Dr. Stephen Pelletz, the Canadian Citizens Care Alliance, does medical information, research information for the public. And he looked at the issue. The birds beat the World Health Organization for animals standard for a year without any infection, any deaths. They've naturally acquired immunity. But the really important thing is that the eggs, the antibodies are transmitted to the eggs. You know, mother's milk to transmit antibodies from the mother's immune system. So these birds do the same thing. So you got 4 pounds of eggs with highly stable antibodies.
The problem, can I just jump in? The problem, Larry, is that there is science on both sides of this, though. That's the problem, Larry. I can find you scientists that will give you a different perspective on this. That's the problem. Like, I'm not doubting what you're telling me, but this is where problems like this become very complicated.
Well, if that's the case, then you bring Dr. Stephen Pelletz on to present the argument and his side. The other side presents their argument. We can hear them both. Then we look and see what the levels of evidence. And then we can move forward with free and open discussion, which is how, well, censorship is not part of the scientific method.
Right.
We can. That's what we have to do. We have to bring back free speech on medical issues.
For sure. And I mean, there's so many tentacles to this ostrich issue. I mean, we've stepped into it a couple of times. I saw some videos online last night of, you know, I mean, the protest stuff is, to me, you can articulate how it's gotten carried away from a few different angles. But anyway, I appreciate you coming on, Larry, to talk about. Let's grab one more quick call here before a break. Lloyd in Prince Albert, what do you have for me today on Bugs and Hugs?
Good morning, Evan. A huge hug to the Humboldt Broncos hockey team. The other day, they dropped down to blood services and gave some blood.
Nice. As a team, they did that.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, I love it. I mean, a great organization. We know that. But Lloyd, thanks for highlighting that. Anytime we can get teams that are doing that sort of, you know, outside of the realm of the sport they play, they're doing community building, giving back to their communities. And we know a tip of the hat to the Humboldt Broncos and the great work that they do. Okay, let's take our break. Phone lines still open for you. Lots of great calls waiting and texts as well. 1-877-332-8255. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Super duper!
That's nice!
That's awesome!
Way to go! Neato, okay?
Who sentenced you cowards on a bitches?
I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka. People.
Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray on a Friday, and that is the 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock hour, takes us through Bugs and Hugs, where you have a chance to shoot us a text or give us a call with something that's on your mind. If you've got something bugging you and you want to share it, or hugs. If I look at the text line, typically every week there's a bit of a trend, like you'll see a thread through the text where more people are talking about one topic. I will say, let me read this text, and it sums up what many people are saying on the text line. This is Cameron in Regina. I'm so aggravated that it's beyond a bug. How in the world can politicians think they can cross the floor and join another party after participating in an election, collecting donations, and more importantly, getting elected by their constituents. If I committed this type of fraud in the private sector, I would be taken to court. So Cameron's point is permeating through a lot of texts. And so, what he's referring to is we've seen a couple of resignations from the federal conservative caucus. The one that's causing people a lot of consternation is this Nova Scotia MP, Chris D'Entremont, who not only announced his resignation, but with a smile on his face, arm in arm with Mark Carney, walked into the Liberal caucus and said, "Here I am. I'm part of you now. I will be voting in favor of your budget, and I will be acting as a Liberal." And we had a great conversation on the show about this the other day. I voiced my disdain for it. I guess if you're doing that and you decide you want to be independent, fair enough, and your constituents will decide in the next election if that's the right thing to do. But the notion of saying, "I'm changing my jersey," without giving the people who voted you in the right to agree or disagree with that, is tough. I know Cal and Oxbow had a text, basically the same thing. His bug: MPs campaign on a party platform. They know the party policies. They're not just selling their personal credibility. They're also offering voters a promise to uphold a shared vision. Crossing the floor, resigning is a betrayal of that contract, says Cal in Oxbow. Now, the announcement yesterday we heard, this is Alberta Conservative MP Matt Genereux. He says he's resigning as a member of parliament for personal reasons. He wants to spend more time with his family. I know there's lots of back and forth speculation that it could be deeper than that. There could have been at one time an appetite for him to cross the floor, but he saw how his colleague was received and decided against it. I don't know. I don't know the inside story on that. I see a text here from Brian and Mooseman on this topic saying, "I hate to say it, but I think Pierre Poilievre has lost the room. He was great in opposing Trudeau, but failing as a leader now, we're going to need a new voice." And then he puts at the bottom, "P.S. I will always vote conservative." That's Brian in Mooseman. 1-877-332-8255. I've got Rosie, who has been patiently waiting on the phone. Rosie, thanks for being patient. Thanks for waiting for me. What is it for you? You've got a bug today?
I do so. It's not politics.
Okay, what is it?
It's the shelters at Circle Center Mall. They've been broken since July.
Are you talking bus shelters?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
And I have no idea why they're never repaired, and it's very cold out now starting. There are families with children, seniors, anybody who rides the transit. We need to have the shelter with walls.
Yes.
And it's like, you know what? And maybe half hour job. Toss them in the rail and away you go. Like, why is there such a wait? I have phoned to city. I've phoned transit. No, there's no action on it. I have no idea. It's not $1 million cost.
Right. Have you just left messages or have you actually talked to someone?
Nobody responds.
Gotcha.
You know that old story.
Okay. Yes. Well, I appreciate you bringing this up. I have said this, as I can add this to my list. We're getting a growing list for Mayor Cynthia Block when she's on the program next week. So this is the bus shelters at Circle Center Mall. Rosie's telling us they've been broken since summertime. Multiple calls have been placed to the city, still not fixed. You know, it's kind of that broken windows theory, right? You remember back, that was kind of the mandate back in New York back in the day, that if you allow windows that are broken to stay broken, it just invites people to break more windows. Where if you take the time to fix the windows, to remove the graffiti, although it's laborious work, if you do that, it actually instills a sense of pride that doesn't incentivize people to commit more crimes, to break more windows, glass, whatever the case may be. So if you subscribe to that theory, then Rosie's bang on. We should get these things fixed, let alone the fact that, I mean, a bus shelter is there for a reason. It's a bus shelter. It keeps you warm from the wind, from the elements, while you're waiting for a bus. If it's raining, if it's snowing, whatever the case may be. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines remain open for you. Bugs and Hugs continues. Lots of texts coming in. I mentioned Cal and Oxbow. He's, Cal likes to throw multiple texts or multiple bugs and hugs into his text. Did you see he's got a part two there? So this is another bug. Cal said that there was a segment on a climate conference and their zealot claim of an emergency. The segment also should have pointed out the hypocrisy of a four-lane highway cutting through protected rainforest to drive all the private jet travelers to the conference. Cal was bugged twice. He should feel good now heading into the weekend. 1-877-332-8255. Sheridan with a text from Saskatoon. Bug not getting up to freeway speed before trying to merge. These people are hazards to everyone. We could probably do a show on merging. In fact, Frank and I were just chatting off air about, it wasn't exactly merging, it was more about lane changing, but I was mentioning I was on Clarence in Saskatoon the other day, and it was a complete disaster. People trying to get in the right, you know, the correct lane so that they could merge onto Circle Drive, honking horns, and it was a busy time of day, give you that, but rules of the road were out the window, it seemed like, for many. So Sheridan, appreciate your text. Thank you so much. 1-877-332-8255. Gord from Humboldt wants to send a hug out to Bob Freeburg, fighting our fight over the firearm buyback. Well done, Bob. Keep swinging at the pitches. And a bug to the Liberals, another budget that doesn't make cuts to non-essential issues. Only adds and adds and adds expenditures. So obviously referring to the fact that we saw $78.3 billion addition. That's the deficit this year that will add to the debt once we know what that number is. And again, we talked about this the other day with a couple of my guests. A budget is an aspirational document. So the budget is, if everything goes according to plan, we're going to actually be in the negative $78 billion. If it doesn't go according to plan, I mean, Lord knows where it could go. There's still some economists estimating we could see $100 billion deficit by the end of this fiscal cycle. 1-877-332-8255. Lots of Saskatoon bugs on the line today. I will say that. Long text here saying, why is no one talking about the ridiculous tax hike in Saskatoon? 6% in 24. Some had 13.3% hike this year or more. Next year, they're talking about 8.3. And the last I heard, 6% the following year, which is higher, I'm sure. Compounded, that's nearly 40% in 4 years. No name on this text, but, you know, really, I think talking about cost of living, it's challenging for people to try and get out from under this. And the city is just one level of government. So asking the city to find ways to spend less, find savings, review the overabundance of employees at City Hall. It's a long-winded bug, but it's one that I'm sure many people share when we start talking about municipal taxes or just taxes in general. Okay, let's take our last break. Bugs and Hugs continues until 11 o'clock. There has been a rush of people to the text line this morning. Lots of great texts coming in and some great phone calls as well. We welcome you at either line, 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs continues next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
The jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Bring it in, bring it in.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Hug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Thanks to Jessica, who shot a text in. She's very proud of her son, Marcus, who plays as part of the Miller Marauder football team. They are in Saskatoon tonight, taking on Holy Cross in the provincial final. That's going to be a good one. And that actually is kind of symbolic of kicking off what's going to be a great weekend of football. We talked about the Rams and Huskies. We've talked about the Hilltops on Sunday, fighting it out for the national championship against Okanagan. And of course, the big game Riders in the BC Lions, which is tomorrow. And don't forget Felton Johnson coming up just after 11 o'clock with It's Eaten Time. We'll chat a little bit about the game tomorrow. And we give you a chance to give us your thoughts with Green and White prognostications coming up at 12 o'clock today. You know, there's a couple of people on the text line telling me to chill out. Don't get so worked up, Evan, over the fact that this conservative MP crossed the floor saying, it happens all the time. Well, in true fashion, Frank, my tech producer, does some digging. So 25 in the last 25 years, 80 MPs have crossed the floor. And there's lots. I mean, some of them are a little more, I would say, high profile. Remember when Belinda Stronach crossed the floor, and she actually ran for the leadership of the new Conservative Party in 2004, I think, then crossed the floor to the Liberal Party in 2005, said that the then Conservative leader Stephen Harper was insensitive to the needs of all parts of his party. I mean, it does happen. Obviously, we know it happens. It doesn't make me feel more comfortable with it, but yeah, this would be worth digging into. There's quite a package there in terms of the number of politicians that have done it over the last, well, 80 people have in the last 25 years. 1-877-332-8255. Pat out of Saskatoon, I like this hug. In light of Remembrance Day coming up, I want to send a big hug out to the family who have set up the most moving and respectful display on their front yard. They have about a dozen white crosses with poppies, silhouettes of World War I soldiers, and flags. I passed this display by bus, so I don't have a picture, and I don't know the privacy laws, so I didn't want to take a picture and send it in, but Pat goes on to say it's located at the corner of Assiniboine and Saguenay. So thank you, Pat, out of Saskatoon. Appreciate you sharing that. Remembrance Day coming up, obviously, on Tuesday of next week. Monday's show, we will have a lot of guests talking about different aspects of Remembrance Day. Our friend Ed Stanowski, retired Lieutenant Colonel from the Canadian Armed Forces, will be on the program. We'll have lots of Remembrance Day. I think Bill Wazer is lined up, a great Saskatchewan historian, to be on the program as well. So lots on Remembrance Day Monday on our program. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines have been busy today, so I don't want to neglect. I know I never get to everyone, but we do our best to get to as many as we can. I'm going to go back to Harold in Regina. Harold, thanks for calling in. Happy Friday. What's your hug today, Harold?
Oh, well, I got two quick hugs and one bug.
Okay.
For years, I've gone to the legislature because politics has always been great in our family. We listened to the proceedings 80 years ago on the farm. And then I would go, and I was totally embarrassed, the catcalling and everything. And then my friend Todd Gowdy became Speaker of the House. And what a change. I was there last week for an hour and a half, and I couldn't believe the difference. And there were a lot of school kids there, and I was so proud because Todd, when he took over, he says, I'm going to make this the best legislature in Canada. And that's happening. And then a quick hug to Premier Mo, who apologized to the First Nations, and then a bug to the NDP. No matter what happens, if somebody dies in a nursing home or in the hospital, or whatever, it's the government's fault. And I think that is very unfortunate. But anyway, thank you.
Okay, Harold. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. I mean, hey, if you're the Speaker of the House, Todd Gowdy, you got to feel good. It's not every day you get a hug on Bugs and Hugs, but you got one today from Harold, and I like that. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go now to Ian in Saskatoon. A bug or a hug? What do you have today, Ian?
I actually have a bug.
Okay.
It's with the lighting in the city. I don't know if it is the city's responsibility or the province's response. Like the circle is part of the highway system, is it not?
Yes. So are you talking like the street lights or the lamps that light up that part of the roadway?
So when you're coming from the South Bridge and from downtown towards Stonebridge, and there's the four lanes where they kind of merge, you know, so the two from downtown, if you want to exit, you got to cross lanes. And if you're coming from the bridge, you got to cross lanes to get into the lanes for the circle. So last night, I almost got in an accident. And then it dawned on me, when you're going all the way around the whole city on the circle, they pretty much have the streetlights in the middle between the lanes, okay? Like two lanes one way and then two lanes the other with the lights in the middle.
Gotcha.
And so the lights light up each those two lanes. They're not nearly as bright, in my opinion, as they used to be, but that's irrelevant. But when you get to that section where those four lanes come together, they only have lights in the center for the circle part. They don't have any lights for the other part. So you're basically in the dark. You get a little, like, you know, you get a little stiff of snow. You can't see the line. So I was following the part where the lanes are put together when they make it,
yep.
You know, when they lay down the asphalt, And that by doing that, I wound up halfway in the other guy's lanes. Mm. They need to put lights there. Oh. And
I have to think, I'm just going to jump in, Ian, because we are at the end of the time, but I have to think that's the city's responsibility. I mean, I know it might be considered part of a highway, but yeah, I can add it to the list, my growing list for Mayor Block, who is joining us coming up on, I believe it's Wednesday, midweek of next week anyway. Thanks again to everyone who called in. And so I always have to issue the apology. We get to the end of the segment. We miss a few on the text line and on the phone line. But thanks to everyone who joined the conversation on Bugs and Hugs. Heading into It's Eatin' Time with Belton Johnson coming up next here on 650 CKOM 980 CJME.